Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Hello, Corpus Christi. This is Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Happy Sunday morning. I know some people are going fishing, some people are going around, but listen to us for a little while you're driving around. Or I hope you're at home listening to us on your radio. I'm Randy Adams. I'm along here with my co-host and best friend and great mentor, Steve Sorensen. I want to introduce you every week because he's a great man. He's helped me so much. Steve, say hello to everybody.
Hello, Corpus Christi. How good it is to be here recording these for you. We're having a lot of fun. And if you've been tuning in every week, you know that we hit some pretty significant issues. And I just thank you for turning in. Again, my name is Pastor Steve Sorensen from Bridgeway Church over on Rodfield Road, 3202 Rodfield Road, the ones behind the big LED sign. And listen, our church is in the back. When you drive by there, please don't think that that front little building is it. We got room for 450 to 500 people, and we'd love to have you come and join us. We have some exciting times. We're non-denominational. Whatever your pedigree is, bring it along. And we'd love to worship the Lord, study the Word together, and just have a great time. So that's me. Our phone number over at the church is 361-906-2201. And if you have any questions about what we're about to start doing, please come on and send me an email at steve@bridgewaychurchcc.org. Again, steve@bridgewaychurchcc.org. I'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to get some of your questions on the air. We're asking some pretty good questions here, but we know you got a bunch of them. Randy, fire us up.
Well, you know, we want everybody to thank KKTX 1360 AM here in Corpus Christi. They're a great radio station. They opened the doors for me, and they let us in to put our show on the station, and we love them. They're great people. You get an opportunity to thank them. Please thank them because they've worked well with us, and they've treated us right, and they're good people. I sure enjoy working with them. But we want to teach you exactly what you need to know, how to look at a title. You know, we can answer some questions. I had a guy call me the other day, and our office number in New Braunfels is 830-625-7159. I do answer questions. It may take me a day or two to call you back, or you can go to LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com, and we've got all kinds of classes there. We're working on more stuff. We're going to teach people how to look at a car. We're going to show them some antique cars, how to look at them. We've got all kinds. I've built street rods in my life. I've done all kinds of stuff. I owned a body shop for 12 years, so I know the ins and outs of that business. So we want to teach you exactly what you need to know every time that you look at a vehicle, because it's a necessary thing in our lives that we got to have. But they eat money. They eat money all the time. They cost you money. A friend of mine just bought a new Mercedes, paid $130,000, put 5,000 miles on it. And he said, Randy, what's my car worth? I said, $90,000. He said, oh, no, I lost $40,000 on it. I said, you forgot the tax money you paid on it, too. You lost that money, too, for sure. And he said, man, I got 5,000 miles on a car, and it's only worth $90,000. I said, we'll take it back to the Mercedes store, ask them what they want to give. Well, he didn't do that. He was scared to find out that I was telling the truth. But, yes, they lose money, and we want to get you prepared how to look at everything, make the right decisions, make the right buys, and do it biblically. Do it correctly. Do it thinking about your family. Do it where you take yourself out of the purchase. What do your family need? What do you really need? It's just transportation. That's all it is. It beats a bicycle, and it beats walking. So we got to have cars and trucks, and I love both of them, but make the right decision. Don't buy something you can't afford. There's two kinds of cars, afford and can't afford, and them can't affords are really expensive because they hurt your credit. They cause dissension with your wife and your family. Your friends want to know what happened to your new truck, and you have to lie to them and tell them, oh, man, I sold it. You didn't sell it. They repoed it. So don't get in that situation. Make the right decision. Make sure you can afford what you're going to buy. And we've got a lot of email questions. Be sure to email Steve at the church or email us. Give us a call. And be sure and call KKTX 1360 here in Corpus Christi, because they're great people. And we want them to know that the show has been listening to. I'm getting calls and emails, so I know it's been listening to. And then, of course, our San Antonio shows on Sunday afternoon, KTSA, 5:50 a.m. If you'd like to listen to me live, we do answer questions live from 3 to 4 in San Antonio. And I've had a lot of Corpus Christi people call in. I'm real excited that it spreads out this far, but this show's made for especially for Corpus Christi, because I love Steve. He's a great guy. You need to know him. You need to meet him. He's well worth knowing, because he's a man of God and he teaches you so much.
Randy, I thank you for that. You're very gracious in your comments. Last week, we talked a lot about internet buying. We talked about buying new cars, using. We talked about how to find hidden fees. We talked about how to negotiate the price. We talked about documentation fees. We talked about them adding on aftermarket stuff. We did a lot. Randy, we're not going to cover the same stuff every week. So how can the listeners go back and listen to previous shows? Is there any method for that to happen?
Well, you're going to put it, what's your website again?
Steve at BridgewayChurchCC.org. Now, that's not the website. Website is www.BridgewayChurchCorpusChristi.
Well, you can look it up on your website, or you can go to my website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. We've got previous shows on there. You can click on them and listen to them at any time. And I think it pretty soon that iHeart's going to have some of my shows on them. I'm hoping so. That's one of the good things that we're hoping come out of the Corpus Christi, because my San Antonio show's not part of the iHeart organization. I'd love it to be, but it's not. So, yeah, get a chance to look at the past shows, and we try to cover everything. We try to cover all the news, but most of it's questions from previous listeners, previous customers that have a question, and we want to answer your question. There's no dumb questions. There's some crazy answers and some answers you don't like. Please email us, and if you get a chance, call the Sunday afternoon show, KTSA in San Antonio, and we have the number on there. You can listen to it. It's 5:50 a.m. We want to answer any question that we have. We want you to prepare. We want you to study your situation and get your credit rating, get your loan lined up, shop, shop, shop. Hey, right now it's buy here, pay here time. A lot of people got their income tax checks, and what are they doing? You're a valuable customer. Don't let these note lots, and that's what they're called, beat you up. You're a good customer. Shop, shop, shop. Price, make sure you're buying a good car, not something they want to slam you in. Make sure you can afford it, but shop. Don't just walk into the first buy here, pay here lot and lay down on it. Shop them. Shop their price. Shop them by telephone. Shop them by the internet. Most of the time they're not on the internet because they're ashamed of their prices, but get in there and see if they'll cut the price. Tell them, hey, I'm a valuable customer. I got $2,000 down and I can make a payment. They put GPSs on them. They can find you. So they're not worried about that no more. So that, yeah, they're going to put you out and they're going to pick you up if you don't make the payment. So I want you to be able to afford what you buy. But you're a valuable customer. Don't let them beat you up. Don't let them shame you. Just because you had a little hard times, a lot of people in that same situation. Oh, the whole country's living on month to month. Probably 90% of the people out there are living month to month. So we're all in that situation. But take your time. Shop, shop, shop. Don't get abused. Don't buy the first car. Make sure you're buying a good car and what you can afford, and they're not charging you $5,000 or $10,000 too much.
Well, if I look at a car, Randy, is it possible for me to fall in love with the color, or fall in love with something about the car and then get emotionally wrapped up in it and pay too much?
Well, that happens every day, and the salesman is taught to teach you to say how good you look, how great it looks. But I got news for you. Hey, after 2 or 3 months and the wax wore off, that old car looks like any other car around. They don't stand out. It shines up. They're really experts at making them look good. But how long does it look good? How long does that shine last? And if you can't make the payments and it goes bye-bye, it's really ugly then, because your credit's hurt again. You've lost the money that you've invested, just like these bad title loans. I get every dealer in the country telling me, keep telling everybody how bad title loans are. Even the dealers want to tell you it's 330% interest. And you can't overcome that. And you make three or four payments, like the last guy I bought off of, he made seven $900 payments. That's eight $900, $7,200 on a $5,000 loan. He paid back in 8 months more than he borrowed. And then he lost the car. He almost lost it. I bought it. I paid him $1,000, and I went and made a little money. I didn't make much on it, but I made a little money, and he lost his car, and he paid in too much. So don't do that. Make wise decisions. Don't get in a hurry. Think about it. Get a third baseman. Talk to your friends, your relatives, and make sure your wife and you are in agreement with it.
Now, that third baseman, we're not on a ball diamond here. Tell me what that is, Randy.
That's a second opinion that somebody doesn't have any money invested. And they go there with a second pair of eyes, and they're not excited like you because you're getting a ride. And a lot of dealers hate third basemen. It doesn't bother me because most of them, you know, are there, and they don't try to overcome anything that's wrong with it. They point out the problems, but it's a used car. It's not $40,000. You know, you're going to buy one with a few dents. They're not brand new, but make sure it's mechanically sound and what you can overcome with. We sell a lot of cars with hail damage. I mean, hail damage don't hurt a car as long as the value is reduced enough. You don't pay full price for a car with hail damage. You need to knock $2,000, $3,000 and sometimes $5,000 off of the car. And if you can live with the hail damage, get in it and go. It's a good buy for you. It'll fit your situation for a while and save up that money, that $5,000 that you would have spent for one without the hail damage. And that way you can save that money up and you can pay cash for your next vehicle.
Randy, I had a white Taurus one time that was smothered by all of that hail, and it looked just like a golf ball, and I loved it for years. Let me ask you a question, and we're going to go back to either internet buy or on the lot buy. When Marilyn and I didn't have a whole lot of money, we would go Sunday afternoons and we'd go drive cars, just check them out, just for fun. We didn't have any intention of buying one, but we just would drive them, and some of them would be new. But I noticed that some cars would have 10, 15 miles on them, and another new car, same price, had 3,000 or 4,000. Now, it dawned on me, maybe this was a dealer trade that somebody in California had to send it to North Carolina and they drove it. Or maybe there were a lot of test drives on it or something. Shouldn't I get a better price on a car that's got 3,000 or 4,000 miles on it than I should zero?
It was probably a demonstrator. It was probably one of the managers drive it, one of the owners drive it. I hope not one of the owner's sons or daughters because they're usually pretty rough on them. George Strait drives a new Chevrolet from Cavender Chevrolet in Bernie, Texas. It looks like George has been out in the pasture with it most of the time when they come in. But the dealerships have a lot of people driving new cars. Get them out. Let people know about them. Demonstrators for GMs, for the salesman of the month. Some dealerships, if you're the salesman of the year, you get a demonstrator for a year free. So there's a lot of opportunities to get miles on one. And then there's loaner cars. A lot of these dealerships are now have gone to loaner cars through their service departments. So they'll take some new cars and make them loaner cars, and so the miles will add up that way. But, no, don't pay full price for a car that's put some miles on it. You explain it to them. Plus, it shortens your warranty a little bit. You know, if it's got 4,000 or 5,000 miles on it and it's got a 36,000-mile warranty, you're only getting 31,000 or 31,000 miles of warranty left on it. So beat them up. Tell them, hey, I don't want that car with that many miles unless you reduce the price pretty good, you know, because it's almost a used car. And all cars become used cars when you put license plates on them and go over that curb. You're driving a used car immediately. I don't care if you paid $100,000 for it. Just like my buddy with a $130,000 Mercedes, he drove over the curb. It was a used car.
Is it a good question if I'm on the telephone responding to an internet or I'm in an email to ask the people if the car is actually on their lot?
Oh, definitely, because there's a lot of dealer trades. Just like you said about the last one, could be in California. They'll locate the car for you, and make sure you're tied up that you're going to buy the car and then send after it. But no, there's a lot of dealer trades that go on. Each dealership has three or four guys that do dealer trades. And what they do, they jump in one car and they swap it to a dealer for another car. And that's when you see the 50, 60 or 100 miles on it, because they've got a runner that runs over there and grabs the other car and swaps cars out with them and brings it back and hoping they're going to sell it to you. And lots of times they'll get a non-refundable deposit. Now, non-refundable means you're not going to get it back. If you put a deposit up, yes, you can get it back. But if it's non-refundable, you're not going to get it back. And depends on how it's laid out. I mean, if you're putting up a deposit, I'd want it in black and white, exactly what's going on. And if I'm getting my money back, if the car doesn't come in as described, you know, we had a caller in the other day had bought, he thought, a new car, and something had happened where they painted the fender and the hood on the car. And he was upset because he found out that the fender and the hood had been replaced. Evidently something happened on the lot. He thought he was buying a brand new car. He was upset about it, you know, and I don't blame him because he paid full sticker for it. Or almost full value. He didn't pay full sticker, but he paid full value. Well, he should have got some knocked off because the car had the hood and the fender replaced, and he thought he was buying a new car. Well, he's been fighting with that dealer, and he's trying to make it public, and it's getting out, and the word's getting out. And I even had the dealer text me about it, the new car dealer, and I told him, I said, well, it looks like to me, just sit down and work the deal out with the man. Be fair with him. He expected a new car. He paid for a new car, but he didn't get it.
As those gas prices continue to fluctuate back and forth, there's a lot of guys in the oil business that have been laid off. It seems to me that would produce something of a small glut on the market with some of the new trucks and the things that they bought. Randy, do you know anything about that?
Well, they didn't have enough new trucks. We can't get enough new trucks for the oil companies. Personally, I think this is just good cleaning out for the oil companies to get rid of the help that wasn't working very hard. I think it's going to work out for the best. Gasoline prices and oil starting to go back up. It'll be back to running pretty good. The new car dealers can't get enough of the work trucks. The work trucks don't lose the value like some of these other cars will do, the high-dollar cars, if they sit on the lot a long time. I've had a lot of companies call me. I've bought a lot of stuff from H&P Drillers. We come in and we bid on trucks for any trucks, any vans. I need cargo vans really bad. If you're sitting out there and you own a company and you need to get rid of some cargo vans, we'll take them in any condition, any miles. But I'm also buying a lot of company trucks, all kinds of trucks. Bought a big bucket truck the other day, bought some motor homes, bought a Harley Davidson. We're subject to buy any and everything. Just go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. And put a description on what you want to sell, and we'll make you an offer. If it's exactly the way you describe it, we'll give you the money. If there's a couple little minor things, and usually it's not much, we cut a little bit off, and we still buy the unit. Or you can call our office, 830-625-7159. But you people out there that have any kind of questions, email Steve. And what's that email address, Steve?
Steve@BridgewayChurchCC.org. That's going to go right to my desk, and 3202 Rodfield Road. The front door is open 99% of the time. You're welcome. Come over to Coffee Pots On. I'd love to talk to you if you want to bring your question over live, and we'll get it right to Randy.
And Sunday morning at 10:30, is that correct?
That is perfect. Sunday school hours at 9:15. We move right to the sanctuary at 10:30. We have a fabulous time over there. Come join us.
What, I spend 12 years of Sunday school with you every Sunday? I think it was pretty close to 12 years, wasn't it?
And you were pretty faithful.
I was there. If I was in town, I was there.
Yes, you were.
Because I enjoyed it. He makes biblically things interesting. He's funny. He brings out the truth about it. He makes you examine yourself. I thoroughly enjoyed his teaching. I still carry some of them around. He saw one on a piece of paper the other day that I had with me that was an old one from years back. But it still works today, and that's what I want to do. I want to make myself the best person I can be, and I want to do things right. I don't want problems down the road. My dad told me, he said, son, if your word's no good, you're no good. So I've tried to keep my word good with everybody the best that I can. Sometimes things get twisted, some things go wrong, but I've always followed my mother's saying, If money will fix it, it ain't broke. And think about that sometime. A little bit of money will cure a lot of things, and that money don't mean nothing to us. If it'll cure a problem, I've often talked about the Japanese saying they're sorry 18 times a month, and Americans say they're sorry 6 times a month. Why is that difference? It's because the Americans feel like they're admitting guilt. And that's why it's hard for them to say they're sorry, where the Japanese say they're sorry so easy because they want to fix the problem. I want to fix the problem. I want to fix your problems. I want you to think right, understand what you need to do for your family and yourself. Make that right decisions. Don't let pride, greed, and keeping up with the Joneses make your purchases. Do it with a sound mind in control.
Randy, your new theme verse comes from Proverbs, the 13th chapter, the 10th verse, and it says, where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. My prayer is that everybody that's listening to this radio broadcast will certainly take advice, and they'll be able to go out with fully armed to do the right thing for themselves and for their families.
Well, every time I put pride in the middle of something, I was in strife. And you know, how many times you have an argument with somebody? And it's the same way with these car dealers. You let a car dealer control you. You let him take advantage of you. These boots are made for walking. If you're uncomfortable, you feel like he's lying, or you don't like the situation, make that walking right out the door. These boots are made to walk, and walk out that door. Don't slow down. Get your thoughts under control. Make the right decision, because let me tell you, they learn to spin you where you make a bad decision. And you think you're making the best decision for yourself, it's all selfishness, because it's just transportation. That's all you need to get from point A to point B. Beats that walking, it beats that bicycle, and I guarantee you, you can afford it, you'll enjoy it, and it'll last longer that way, and your relationship with you and your family will last longer, and you'll make that better decision. Make sure that you get your credit rating down, know what your score is, get your loan lined up, and shop, shop, shop. Even you people with bad credit, shop, shop, shop. Make sure, because there's so many cars in this town. There's probably 100,000 in San Antonio that'll finance you, and there's probably 2,000 cars they'll finance you here in Corpus Christi. They want your business. They want your down payment. They want your monthly payment. So don't let them take advantage of you. Get a little pride, the good pride, in you that you're a good customer. Don't let them kick you around like a dog. If they treat you like a dog, walk. Because I tell my salesman, hey, everybody's credit can be bad. Everybody can go through a health issue, go through a divorce, go through some bad times, go through a job loss, and your credit can get soft. That doesn't matter today. Get your head up. I love the Alabama song, you can't keep a good man down, you can't keep a good woman down. Go to work and get good transportation and get yourself back on your feet.
Randy, if you had your druthers and you were just the average guy in the street, would you rather buy a car from an individual or from a car lot?
That car does not know what it's worth, don't know what it brings, and don't care. I will buy the best buy. I buy from dealers and to make good buys, but I buy from individuals. Now, I wouldn't buy from an individual that had bought the car from somebody else and will lie to you that they've owned the car. And the way you figure that out is you look at the title. And you say, well, your name's not on this title, and it should match up, because the state's after every dime they can get in tax money. So match up the person that you're dealing with. Look at their driver's license. If they won't show you a driver's license, don't buy from them. They're not reputable. But look at their driver's license and match it up with the title. And then you'll know if you're really buying it from the individual, or if they run over and they bought it from somebody else, and then they're trying to sell it to you for more money, and they'll lie to you or whatever. The previous owner, the real owner, probably told them the truth about the car, what was all wrong with it, and they won't tell you the truth. These cars got too many issues, what I told you before, what man makes breaks, and that's true, but it's hard enough to buy a good used car, but you're buying it cheap enough to be prepared to spend a little money on it. They don't last forever. Henry Ford said, they asked him, if you could build a perfect car, what would you build? And he said, the perfect car would be made out of cardboard, and you would give it a 1 year and 1 day warranty. And after that 1 year and 1 day warranty, it'd fall completely apart. And that's what these manufacturers would love to see, but they are building better cars. We're seeing them go 250,000 miles with no trouble, but some of the bodies are falling apart. But they've forced, due to competition, good old American competition, they're forced to build a better car in order to sell, because the American public knows a good car and a bad car. And the bad cars are not selling. The good cars with good reputation, they're well built, they're selling. So the manufacturers have had to go to building a better car.
That's really some good thinking there. I know this is going to sound a little manipulative, but maybe you could give us a quick thought. Is it good for me, if I'm buying a vehicle, to give the guy a chance to lie to figure out what I'm dealing with? Like the title.
You know, I had never thought about this, but maybe I need to make a list of questions on my website that you would ask to make sure that it is an owner without looking to the title first, to make sure that they will tell you the truth. Because, I mean, if he won't tell you the truth, you don't know what you, but I tell you what you do need to do, ask him enough questions, and I'm going to think about that and come up with a question list. But also make sure that you can go get that car checked out, or bring a mechanic or somebody that knows something about mechanics to check the car out, especially women, because guys will take advantage of women, and dealerships know how to spend women. So make sure you take somebody who's mechanically inclined on a used car, or take it to a mechanic. If they won't let you take it to a mechanic, there might be something wrong with it. If they won't let your mechanic drive it along with them, something must be wrong with it. So make sure that you're checking it all out. Make sure that you're buying a good car at the moment. Things can break. Things can happen. But make sure you're buying a good car at that moment, and buy the car, but be prepared to spend a little money if something breaks.
Randy, I know we're running out of time, and it's been marvelous spending this week with you. I'm going to start out next week with that same thought right there about taking a mechanic. We're at Rodfield Road. We're Bridgeway Church. Love to have you come. Just join us just 1 week. Come kick the tires of our church. See if you like it. And we just would really be happy to see you. Randy, say goodbye.
What about your email address?
Oh, Steve at bridgewaychurchcc.org.
Or go to learntobuyandsellcars.com or 830-625-7159. I promise you I'll try to call you back. Get a chance to listen to us in San Antonio at 5:50 a.m. We thank you, Corpus Christi. We're hoping we're making a difference in your life. If I'm not making a difference in your life and giving you the education I want, I'm not doing my job. And I want to do my job. I want to be the best mentor I have can be in your life. God bless you. We love you, Corpus Christi. We hope you're learning, and tune in to us next Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Have a blessed day.